We're going to begin today with the details that emerged last night about the resignation of an investigator with the Garda Síochána Ombudsman Commission, who told people he'd attended a party on Monday night, which was also attended by Gerard the Monk Hutch. The party took place in the hours after Mr. Hutch was found not guilty of the murder of David Byrne at the Regency Hotel in 2016. The investigator is understood to have worked with the Garda Ombudsman for a number of years, has been described as a senior investigator, and has been involved in a number of major investigations into Garda misconduct. Well, we've heard reaction from the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, on this, and Simon Harris with Minister of State Sean Fleming. What's your reaction to what sounds to most people reading the papers this morning like a bizarre claim from somebody within the Garda Síochána Ombudsman Commission, but also a worrying one?
Yeah, it's shocking, and I think everybody was taken by surprise when we heard this. People couldn't believe it actually happened. So where the situation is now is GSOC have to investigate that immediately and get the full facts of when, where, and the extent of any contact. The person has resigned, I understand, and it's important that, depending on what emerges from that, it might have to be referred to the Gardaí for a full Garda Síochána inquiry at that stage. But in the meantime, while that's going on, it's not appropriate, I think, for anybody at government level to interfere or make comment on what's clearly a very urgent inquiry that's underway now.
Sure, but in terms of getting answers, a suspension obviously would have meant the person was still an employee and people could actually get into a fact-finding exercise. If somebody has resigned, does that constrain the ability of GSOC to get to the bottom of this, and indeed the Department of Justice to get to the bottom of it?
No, it doesn't, because if he was a serving member of GSOC inquiry team at the time this happened, and if the GSOC happened the ability to get through all the issues involved because of what you just mentioned, it'll be a matter for the Garda Síochána to do the direct inquiry from there on in, and a retirement date doesn't get you out of a Garda inquiry.
Okay, and in terms of just the time frame for the report, that the Minister for Justice said this is a serious matter which needs to be investigated, I've requested a report from the chairperson of GSOC, said Simon Harris, which I expect to receive in the coming days. How comprehensive do you think that report would be?
Well, they need to give the information quickly, because this is a matter of grave concern to the general public and the level of publicity that attaches to organised crime and how serious organised crime is. And I think at that stage, I hope we'll be able to know the full facts, or if the Garda Síochána have to do a far more detailed examination at that point.
All right. OK, just very briefly on that story we heard in the news about around 100 Irish citizens in Sudan.
Yeah.
What's the plan as the conflict intensifies there and all hopes of a ceasefire seem to break down? What's the plan to get them out? Because we heard Cathal Berry during the week talking about putting together a multidisciplinary team, including army rangers if necessary, to extract Irish civilians.
Well, the first thing is the safety and the health of the Irish people out there. We think there are probably maybe 180. There's about 70 different families who have Irish people involved out there. What we've done immediately is we've set up an immediate contact point with the embassy, and 124 of the Irish people have already registered with the embassy. So they're in touch every moment of the day that's required. We're asking people to stay in and stay safe at the moment. And the issue of evacuation is, we're talking to our international colleagues, France and the UK in particular, but there are reports of evacuation happening. I think that's premature. People have to assess the airports aren't safe to go in and out at this point in time. So it's important that the full facts of getting people out are taken into consideration. And there's no security at the airport that people can rely on to get planes in and out. So all of that has to be examined before actually any evacuation take place.
But if that situation was to worsen, does Ireland have the capacity to effect an extraction?
We're already in discussions with our international partners, and I specifically mentioned France and the UK.
So we're relying on them to effect any extraction if we need it to be done.
They will have more major resources on the ground than we will have, but none of this can happen, and there are no evacuation planned at this point. They're being examined and considered to look at the logistics of it, and that's why we say the message is to stay in and stay safe for the time being. And everybody, the vast majority of the Irish people out there over the last 48 hours have registered with the Irish embassy, and we'd ask those people who haven't yet registered to be in immediate contact with the embassy to do so as quickly as possible.